Good morning, everyone. I'm Wei Yang from PCSI University of Kent. This study is co-authored by Julian Fodor, and we're from the same university. So today I'm going to, he's probably doing another presentation to the room next door, so he's not here. So today I'm going to talk about measuring regional variations in productivity of care home in England using adult social care outcome topic ESCORT, which is for quality of care. So productivity might be a very abstract concept for some of you. So before I go into detail of the calculation, probably it's necessary to say something about what do we mean by productivity and why do we care about regional productivity of care homes in England. So in England, the Department of Health holds all responsibility for adult social care, and the aim of adult social care in England is to provide service to adults who, for reasons of age, disability, illness or other dependency, need help to live as normal life as possible within a residential care setting or in their own homes. And residential nursing care for old people account for a very significant proportion of total adult social care in England. However, there are some changes in the past few decades which would affect, are already affecting the provision and financing system of a long-term care adult social care in England. One is the demographic change. People are living longer and longer, and this would associate with a rise of conditions, dementia and other related age-related conditions, and this would require both health and social care services. Another is the cost for care and support services is getting more and more expensive in this country as well. So the demographic change plus the rising cost of care and supportive services, these two main factors are actually putting a lot of pressures on the financing system of care homes in England. So how does this change relate to the regional productivity of care homes? If you're familiar with the British English healthcare system, adult healthcare system, you probably know that nationwide, it's 39% of the public spending in adult social care is actually coming from the council tax. So council is a relatively small administrative unit which holds responsibility of various things, and one of them is providing adult social care. So councils, well, care responsibility, they have to make their own decision about how to spend their money wisely. So this research is really about to understand whether public spending on care homes in different councils has achieved value for money. So this is what we mean by productivity. So maybe it's still a bit abstract. So how do we actually measure productivity in a very practical way? So the general framework used in this study is actually draw or it's consistent from the one in measuring productivity in healthcare, which a couple of health economists in the University of York have been developing these methods for years. So we're using similar methods. So how do we measure productivity in practical way? So it is actually measured as the amount of input in relation to the amount of output. To put in a more simple way, it's actually the money that you spend in your adult social care in relation to how much service you generate. So if you look at the equation here, which is the output growth index, so these here are actually interested in whether we have generated more output this year compared to next year. So this equation is actually a cost-weighted output index and constructed by the last parable. So we have here X is actually the volume of adult social care time, and C here is actually the unit cost. So if we have a volume of adult social care in a period of time, let's say a year, and we times the unit cost, we get the total output. So how to measure input? Input, there are various ways of measuring input, which the one that is convenient for this this research is actually using the money spent on adult social care. But we need to do, we need to adjust for the inflation from year to year, so this needs to be taken into account. If we divide the input growth by the, sorry, output growth by input growth, we get the productivity. So how to interpret this productivity growth ratio is actually telling you whether the money spent from this year to this, sorry, previous year to this year is actually more efficient comparing the money spent to the previous year and previous year. So 2 years, 3 years before and the previous year. So it's actually comparing the efficiency. So one problem with the this productivity analysis is about quality of the output. So the same amount of output, let's say 30 hours of care, which is provided in a very bad quality, cannot be considered as the same as some the same amount of time of care provided in a really good quality. So in this case, we need to adjust for the quality of care. So in this equation, so we have the quality change in this year from this year to the next year in order to adjust for the equation. And the major contribution of this research is to do the quality adjustment. So I'll just briefly talk about the literature in productivity, social care, and healthcare. So basically, there are quite a lot of this limited research has been done in the context of England to measure productivity in care homes. Basically, Office of National Statistics provided two reports on productivity in adult social care in 2006 and 2007, but none of them have ever addressed the problem of quality of the output. Probably it's because of the data availability. Another thing is they don't really take account of the other attribution problems, such as the general health needs of the population. So, for example, if you have two councils, one is very rich and have a younger population, the other one is really poor and have older population. So then if you measure the outcome of the adults, old people, long-term care service, you probably would see the council which is wealthier and have healthy population is better than the other one. But when you're measuring quality of care, you have to take this out, right? So this is not taken into account in the previous research. So how about we learn something from healthcare? The problem is basically most of the quality adjustment in healthcare cannot be applied to adult social care. For example, they have survival rates, waiting times, and all other indicators which probably cannot, we don't really have data on these indicators, and maybe it's not applicable for adult social care. And the second thing is they don't really consider attribution problems, that's what I discussed previously. Okay, so how are we going to do the quality adjustment in measuring productivities? So what do we mean by quality? There's three, basically in the literature, there's three ways of defining quality in adult social care. One is we look at structure quality indicators. These would be you considering a care home, the equipment of this care home, and whether you have more single rooms or you have twin rooms, and all these, these stable characteristics of this care home. But these characteristics would be insensitive to change over time. If you rely on quality adjustment on these characteristics, then you probably, in a few years' time, you see no quality change. So this structure, indicator led the core focus of the care and service unit relationship. So we don't consider using this. So other quality indicators would be process, which is let's say, whether the care is delivered in a very respectful manner to the old people, and recent years increasingly outcomes. So whether this care is actually delivered and achieving better outcomes. So both the process and outcome can be captured by adult social care outcome toolkit, which is ESCOT, and I think you probably hear quite a lot for the past a few days. So I don't go into detail, but I'll just briefly mention about ESCOT. So ESCOT is measuring 8 domains of social care service related quality of life. The first 7 domains are personal cleanliness, food and drink, control of daily life, safety, accommodation, cleanliness, and social participation, occupation, are more like measuring the outcome. And the last one, dignity, is actually measuring whether the service actually is actually provided, how it is provided. So it's more of a process. So we're going to use ESCOT. But the problem of using ESCOT is you still have the same problem, because ESCOT is the outcome measure. It has a lot of things in ESCOT. It depends on the person's actual health needs. This is first thing. Another thing is it depends on, you know, like what I said, regional characteristics of these councils, right? So, and it depends on quality. So what we do is we want to take this out from ESCOT and only leave the quality elements in ESCOT. So how to do it? So this is what we do in here is using a model here. So if you see, let's say ESCOT in the left-hand side is depending on here is the health needs of the client's needs. And here the variables would be other attribution problems, such as the population needs of the local authority, demographic characteristics, and also socioeconomic variables in these local authorities. So if we take those factors we can observe, client needs and X variable and Z variable, we would leave only the quality of care here. So basically this is the residual, which basically is the predicted, the actual ESCOT minus the predicted ESCOT, predicted by the needs and all other attribution problems. Okay. You have to normalize that, because sometimes it can be negative, and this would bring some problems, but I'll just talk to you later. So you have to normalize it by plus the average ESCOT score across all the communities and across all the years in these studies. And again, then you have the quality growth index here. This is the quality index, growth index. Then you plug that back to equation here. So this is the output growth index with quality. It's not that complicated. It's just that it's nice, this bit. Okay, so I'll talk about data source, main findings, and discussion limitation. So we use a few data sets in order to do this study. We used adult social care survey 2010 to 2012. This is annual survey. In theory, it should survey old people which has received some kind of adult social care in England. So we use adult social care survey to obtain the ESCOT score in each local authority level. And we also use that to obtain the aggregated needs variables of each local authority. So this is on the local authority level. And we use personal social service manager unit cost data to 2010 to 2012 to get the output and input data at local levels. And we also need various data sets from census and consoles in order to adjust for the attribution problem I mentioned. So in our sample, we have 142 localities. So we have to drop those localities which do not provide for information on output, input, and other key variables. So this is the quality adjustment variable specifications. So the dependent variable is SGOT, which is in locality level, the mean SGOT in each locality. And our independent variables, this is the health needs of those people in each locality, the average health needs in those people in each locality living in KL. So we have EQ5D, a percentage of mail service users, IADL and ADL. And then we have the locality level characteristics between in-group population needs, demographic characteristics, and socioeconomic characteristics.
Okay. So output and input data are also coming from
the data that I previously mentioned. So output, again, I just repeat, is measured in terms of time. So the number of weeks of residential care and weighted by unit cost and aggregated at locality levels. And input is actually the money that is spent to produce this kind of
output. So main findings,
this, I haven't done anything, so this is just the raw output from 2010 to 2011. Because we have more than 100 localities, I can't possibly plot all this in one graph, so I do it in regions, we have my regions. So you can see the output actually changed slightly, increased slightly from 2010 to 2012. For most of the regions.
This, I haven't done any adjustment.
So for the quality adjustment we have done here, this is basically the regression results. And we we have the OLS model, which is the linear probability model, and we have run the fixed effect model and also run the effect models with different variables. So EQ5D is actually added in some models, and some models we don't add EQ5D. Just to compare results. And so these are the client needs and these are unassigned attribution problems in the local authorities. And you would see that the needs is actually is negatively related to SGOT measure, which is something we would expect, and these are all significant. So this means that if you have more needs, your SGOT score is going to be lower. Your quality, social care quality life is going to be lower. If you are really disabled or unhealthy, probably the quality of life is lower, which is affected. And when using these results and also the model that I mentioned,
then we get the predicted SGOT measure.
This is the SGOT growth, so the quality. The quality growth from 2010 to 2012. So you can see, the bluish bars are all are from 2011 to 2010 to 2011. So the dark blue bar is actually, I haven't done anything, so with unadjusted SGOT, it's just the SGOT itself. And then I use fixed effects model to adjust for the SGOT quality of care. So you can see there's a bit of difference here. And also, in each bar you will see the difference. So this is the difference if I don't between
not adjusted and adjusted.
And we plug that back into the output growth index, you would see some difference. So that graph here is, I haven't done anything to the SGOT measure, and this one is the cost-weighted regional output growth index with the fixed effect regression adjustment. So you can see this by maybe this. Southwest, if I don't do any adjustment, this year's output growth of 2010 to 2011 output growth compared to 2011 to 2012 output growth is that big, which is how much I think, around 5%. And after we do the adjustment here, you can see that difference is actually becoming small. So there's other adjustment here and there, which has been made by the fixed effect regression in the gas code. But I would say it's not that different. The quality adjustment is really tiny. So this is the input growth index. So basically it measures how much money in councils has spent from 2011 to 2012 to support old care home, old people who live in care home. We observe input growth index with negative for most regions from 2010 to 2011. This means government are spending less time on adult social care. So care homes for old people. But we saw a positive growth here for most regions from 2011 to 2012. Now we have our output growth and also the input growth. We can calculate regional productivity growth index. So this graph here is actually telling you, again, I have that dark blue bar is unadjusted output growth, and that light blue bar is adjusted, fixed effect adjusted output growth. You can see the adjustment is not making that much difference. It's quite small here as well. This is a bit big, but most of the adjustment is quite small. It's not surprising when you divide that by the input growth, it's going to change. It's going to become really small. And you can also standardize by national average. So basically, you have output growth for different regions, and you divide it by the national average. You can compare whether your region is doing better or not compared to that national average. So some regions are doing consistently bad. For example, Southwest, comparing to the national average, and some regions, such as Yorkshire, is doing relatively better compared to a national average through the 3 years.
Okay, so this is basically everything. I think because we only have 3 years data, so the adjustment for quality does make some change, but it is not making huge change. But this is the method we probably can use in the long term. If we have maybe 10 years or 20 years data, we probably would see a more significant change, which is made by the quality adjustment. And this can also be used by the government to monitor the performance of their local authorities in providing adult social care. So this is something that I think is quite interesting. And next step would be to identify reasons why some regions are doing better than others. But this would be another big project. I have to admit some limitations. First one is the data source. So adult social care survey cannot capture those service users who are not able to finish the surveys. So those people who have severe disability, who cannot understand questions, cannot finish this questionnaire, so the sample cannot capture them. The PSSEX1 data set, which we use to generate input and output data, is not the best data set. Especially when I calculate input, I could use other more robust methods, but for this data set, I can only use the total expenditure that has been spent on supporting adult social care survey. So, and methods, like I said, I'm using this regression method. This is the best we can think of.
but you still, in the residual, there might be other things that cannot be captured by the variables that we put in the regressions. So whether the residual left here is purely a very good indication of the pure quality or it has other elements, we can't say it's 100% quality. So also the changing policy context, there are quite a lot of changes in terms of adult social care in England within the past few years. So this might make some noise in analysis, and this probably cannot be captured by this study as well. So this is everything.